Welcome to Stock Talk, the new StockHost podcast series that brings you behind-the-scenes insights into trending topics from capital markets, influencers, and entrepreneurs, broadcasting from the heart of the financial district in beautiful downtown Vancouver.
Welcome to the Stock Talk podcast. I'm John Brown. Bladder cancer is the sixth most prevalent cancer in North America and has a recurrence rate greater than 50%, making it the most expensive cancer to treat. Costs in the U.S. are around $4 billion, and roughly 80,000 new American cases are reported each year, with 350,000 cases internationally. Targeting bladder cancer is Imogen Medical Incorporated, a biomedical research and development company developing a new method to visualize cancer through minimally invasive surgery, which could drastically improve the means by which physicians can visualize and detect cancer. The company's initial target is bladder cancer. Trading on the Canadian Securities Exchange under the symbol IME, the company's iBlue imaging system uses proprietary optics and light sensors to combine blue and white light with an FDA-approved drug to significantly increase the efficiency of detecting cancer. We are joined by Imogen's Chief Executive Officer, Jim Hutchins, to learn more about his company's work. Thank you for joining us today.
Thanks, John.
To start, can you just tell us a bit more about how the iBlue imaging system works compared to the industry standard?
Absolutely. Let me just tell you, there's two things going on with bladder cancer right now. And the most common way to determine if you have bladder cancer is with an endoscope that has white light to see if there's any tumors, you know, on the wall of your bladder. But this procedure, when you're looking at white light, and the doctor is looking on a TV monitor, they're not looking at the patient, so they're doing it on the screen. And as you do this, it doesn't always distinguish between the normal and the cancerous tissue. So some of the cancer cells often get left behind. Now, here's what's interesting. This is 95% of the market. And if you have this procedure to remove bladder cancer, you have a 50% chance. Actually, it's a greater than 50% chance that you're going to have this procedure again. Now, an important technology has developed that started about a decade ago, and that's called blue light endoscopy, or blue light cystoscopy to be more technical. This lets the surgeons better visualize the cancer by injecting contrast imaging agents into the bladder and then using a blue filtered light. You go in with the scope just like the other procedure, but you drop a blue filter over that white light and it interacts with the drug highlighting or fluorescing the cancerous cells. This lets the surgeons do a much more complete job of visualizing all the tumors. Now, the current blue light is an absolutely great improvement, but Imogen has created a complete state-of-the-art system. Now, currently, surgeons can only see the cancer, this is with the current blue light, on the blue image. But to be safe, they have to switch to the white image and orient themselves within the bladder for safety to remove the cancer. This switching back and forth is very awkward. Now, Imogen's iBlue system that we're going to be introducing soon shows both the images side by side on the screen simultaneously without having to switch back and forth. So the surgeons actually see the cancerous cells disappear as they're removing them. It's pretty exciting to the doctors. This is a much more efficient way and gives the surgeons increased confidence in their surgical success. But, you know, just kind of as a conclusion of what we're all about, because we're clearly technical people in the medical arena, think of the white light as the first telephone landline. And think of the current blue light as the first cell phones that you ever saw, heavy, expensive. But think of our iBlue system as one of today's smartphone that lets you use, you know, many different applications. So what's exciting for us right now, John, is our first products are just coming to fruition to us. And this is going to allow us to drive this thing to the market.
The system sounds so exciting and advanced. I love the smartphone analogy. But what does it take to get a medical device like the iBlue imaging system onto the market?
Well, it's always a kind of a fun question between whether you have a great technology or whether you have market knowledge. Well, the truth is you really need both of these factors, but they have to be combined with an experienced management team that's done this kind of work before. You know, we have key people that understand the entire development process that I won't speak to for about 30 minutes because it's easy to talk about all the verification, the starts and stops, electrical safety. But we have people who have done this many times driving products to the market. We have two key FDA regulatory people that are experienced in moving new technologies through the FDA process. And we have real access to marketing people that understand the operating room.
And this device, it sounds very distinct too. What would be the closest comparable competition, if there is any?
Well, and this is a very interesting point because the competition which exists today is actually very helpful to Imogen. I mean, think of them as the pioneers going over the mountains first. And they've done the market development work. It's in medical journals. It is documented that you're going to see about 30% more cancer using blue light, and really important, the reimbursement codes are in place. So as Imogen goes forward, we are going to use the same imaging agent that's on the market today, FDA approved. This will get us onto the market much quicker. The competitive light system, it's actually over a decade old, and it just simply isn't state of the art. So to use the competitive system today, hospitals have to buy multiple components, including things like light sources, camera control units, data recorder. And what we've done with the iBlue in our control system is we've combined all of these expensive components into one small product at a fraction of the size and at a fraction of the cost. And what this product does, the control unit, the iBlue control unit, it illuminates the bladder with both white and blue light. Now, the real magic in this system is as that endoscope comes out of the body, we put our state-of-the-art dual view camera head. And dual view, obviously, you can hear that we have two cameras. So think of your advanced cell phone right now. It's very similar cameras, miniaturized, cost-effective. But what the two cameras allow us to do is have two channels. We bring the white image out separately and the blue image out separately, and this is how we put them on the screen simultaneously. So our sense is that we can simply obsolete the technology that's on the market today.
And what are some speed bumps that you anticipate could maybe slow down your efforts to get this device into the hands of physicians?
You know, if it weren't for COVID, you'd have to talk about, you know, you always can have personnel issues. You can have first assemblies that don't function properly, and you have to trade out a component and get another component. That can take time to do. But I think we really have to focus on COVID-19 as we're building this business today. And the way we see it is there's three types of companies. And the first one is companies that can support COVID-19, face masks, hand sanitizers, you know, products like that. The other types of companies are those that raised a lot of money in the fourth quarter last year. We think of those companies as winning the lottery. But everybody else is really in a position where we've got to protect ourselves in terms of cash flow. We've got to make sure that we can run this thing through the whole development cycle. And everybody has really sharpened the pencil, reduced salaries, gotten rid of all non-essential work. And there's no question, you know, we have a whole supply chain with this product. Supply chains are slowed down. And most people understand that we're just coming to terms with what it is to live in a pandemic. So there's going to be some factors there. But the one factor that doesn't change is we have a breakthrough technology that can obsolete the competition when we get there.
COVID and perhaps anything else offer a benefit that could speed up the process to get out there and make the competition obsolete.
I think the big thing that could move in our favor is the way we've been talking to the FDA. And I mentioned to you that the drug is approved. So there's no drug approval process. And the light that goes into the body today at, say, 600 nanometers is the light that goes into the body. Now, we do it in a completely different platform. We're very excited about this. But the truth is the drug is already approved by the FDA. The light is already, the concept of the light is approved by the FDA. And we think that we can have a very small number of clinicals to get this product onto the market. And that could really help from a financial and a time standpoint.
And now once the FDA approves the iBlue imaging system, how would you sell it?
We've already developed relationships with some of the leading, we call them clinical opinion leader urologists in this country. We've attended trade shows. We've actually attended some very large trade shows, all urologists, 14,000 doctors, where we've had a private booth. We've had professional market research people present our product with just overwhelming, positive feedback. We will set up 4 centers of excellence. I can't mention their names right now, but they'll be very recognizable hospitals that at the point we go to sell this product, they will already be using it. We'll go to market initially with 10 independent sales reps, people we know, people that have been the top reps at Olympus Medical, a Boston Scientific, a Medtronic, people that have tremendous relationships within their geographic area with the hospitals, with the doctors, so we can speed ourselves as we get this thing going. And we plan to have many units ready for sale. You can't actually take a purchase order until you have the approval, but within 3 months, we ought to have a very handsome number of these products already sold because we're already working on it.
Let's take a quick look at Imogen's stock performance 7 to 8 months. Given the onset of the COVID-19 coronavirus, how has this affected your share performance?
Well, I have to, back up just a little bit and say, I'm kind of hearing two questions from you, Jonathan, and that is, COVID-19 hasn't really affected the stock. The stock has been about 5 for the last 5 cents. For the last 9 to 12 months, we have had some spikes with news releases where it's gone up to 7, gone back down, gone up to 9. I have to say, we're a pre-revenue medical device company. That means that we just don't have news every day. But we're doing this podcast now, and we're starting to do some other market reach things because we actually have a lot to say between now and next Christmas. So we believe that this stock is just completely undervalued, and we want to get our story. We want to get our story out there, and that's why we're working with you today.
Working with us, and I'm sure many other parties, just wondering what the company has been doing to create and raise some of this awareness.
Well, we started last week with 2 news releases. It's Bladder Cancer Month, talking about COVID-19. We put out a news release that our first functional products that we could get onto a human or onto an animal to validate the fluorescent. We now have those products we're going to be holding. We're going to be taking them to the market, but we're also going to be having video Zoom meetings where we can demonstrate the products with some key doctors, with some key PhD development guys. We've developed a whole series of whiteboards that describe this. It's one thing to hear us say this. It's another thing to actually see the graphics come up in front of you. We've got newsletter writers to go, but we're going to put a big emphasis. We've got a lot of Canadian investors at this point, but we need to drop this thing down below the border into the U.S. and continue to build this business. But that's where we're headed.
Jim Hutchins, thank you for your time today. It was great to talk to you and to learn more about your company and everything you have going on.
Thank you very much. Appreciate the opportunity.
We've been speaking with Jim Hutchins, CEO of Imogen Medical Incorporated, a biomedical company advancing a new standard for medical care. Trading on the CSE under the symbol IME, it is emerging from a development phase to a manufacturing phase with a product at a price that makes it practical enough to become mainstream in the near future. All of our podcasts are available on Podbean, iTunes, and Google Play. For our listeners, thank you for listening.
Just a reminder to follow us on social media at StockHouse for the latest updates on all your favorite public companies in North America. For more in-depth coverage, industry news, and to connect with our active investor community, you can visit our website at StockHouse.com. Also, don't forget to visit our new and improved StockHouse Deal Room on site for unique and exclusive private placement opportunities only available on StockHouse.com.